This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And something that is interesting to a lot of us is the eclipse for Saturday, the annular eclipse. I wanted to talk to somebody who knows more than me about the eclipse. And I think anything that happens in the sky, people say, well, you got to talk to the people at the McDonald Observatory, which is part of the University of Texas at Austin. So Emily Howard is on the line, and Emily is actually part of the team that works with the observatory, but here in Austin, right?
That's correct, yes. I work off of UT campus.
So there's constant interaction with the crew out there at the observatory, which is just outside of Fort Davis in the Davis Mountains. I've been there. And you've got the team that, I guess all the information that they have, they send back to you guys, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of collaboration between the two sites, and folks are constantly coming back and forth between the two, and it's very cohesive despite the distance.
You've got that drive down, huh?
Yes, I do.
It's quite a ways, but it's a beautiful place. I want to talk about the observatory in just a moment, but talking about the eclipse, and you have a map, I think, that came from NASA, and the annular eclipse this weekend, and then the total eclipse next April 2024. I think, if I'm right, Texas is the only state that gets the two of them.
That's right. And it's actually going to be right around San Antonio that both of those eclipse paths cross.
Ah.
So folks in San Antonio are in for a real treat.
I had not heard the term annular eclipse until now. And that means what?
It means ring. Okay. I believe it's sourced from Latin. I know anillo is ring in Spanish. That's why I'm kind of connecting those two.
Oh, okay.
And it's called a ring of fire eclipse often because the moon is not going to be quite large enough to fully cover the sun.
Right.
So when everything's lined up, there's still going to be a circle of sunlight that's shining from behind the moon. So dramatic.
Burning ring of fire.
Exactly. Yes.
So I heard here in Austin, we'll get it about 88%. But if you go a little bit further south or southwest, like you said, towards San Antonio, you can get that perfect ring, or out in the Texas Hill Country. And then,
yes.
And then next year we are in the path of totality for the full eclipse.
That's right. On April 8th, there's going to be a total solar eclipse that is here in Texas. It's going to be entering in the Eagle Pass region on the border.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be going through, it'll hit San Antonio, Austin, Waco, Dallas, Fort Worth, and then it's going to exit out after that.
And go all across the eastern part of the United States, which is pretty exciting. But like I said, and we should talk about, we've been mentioning it this week, Mark Murray and I, sunglasses don't cut it with this. You have to have
absolutely
real
not
protective glasses. There's an organization that puts them out in the libraries, and what I've heard of, from several people, the libraries, all the protective glasses have been taken.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
But you can find them at like HEB and stuff like that. Or if, you know, if you're a welder, I guess you can use your welding glasses. And you got to be careful because you don't want to burn your retina just for the thrill of watching a ring of fire for just a couple of minutes.
Well, and if folks aren't able to get their hands on some of those eclipse viewers, there are other ways to experience the eclipse without them. You can do some sort of an indirect viewing method, and that includes, for example, building a pinhole projector, like a pinhole camera. There's a lot of guides on how to do that. You can Google it pretty quick. But basically, you have a box that has a small hole in it, and that's going to project the image of the eclipse onto the inside of the box. As you'll have the box where the hole is pointing at the sun, and you'll be able to see the eclipse as it happens in real life. You can also project that image using a colander. The light that's coming through those holes will project the eclipse onto the ground. Also, just the holes in leaves, that's also going to do it. So there's a lot of ways that you can still see this eclipse, even if you're not turning your face to the sun.
Yeah, just got to be careful. It's not worth losing your eyesight or even damaging your eyesight. But speaking of looking through stuff to see stuff, I will never forget the thrill of going to the McDonald Observatory, in the Davis Mountains. The guide said, look through that one. I looked through the telescope and I saw Saturn.
Wow.
And it looks awesome. Just like the pictures, the rings and everything. But it was just like, just took my breath away. It was like, oh, wow, that is so cool. So the McDonald Observatory is one of the leading observatories really in the country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a world-class research facility. It's one of the things that's really unique about the McDonald Observatory is that it is so open and accessible to the public, which is, it's great to have a resource like that here in Texas, where people can go and really connect with the science of what's happening there and see things like Saturn.
Yeah.
And really experience just what an amazing sites are out there.
And one of the things about the McDonald Observatory that makes it so good is the sky is pretty dark out there in that part of West Texas.
That's right. They actually have out in that region the darkest night skies in the continental U.S. And the observatory is inside of the Greater Big Bend International Dark Sky Reserve, which is, I believe, something like 15,000 miles of land and communities that are committed to keeping the skies dark, limiting light pollution, and doing what they can to keep the view as beautiful as it is.
And Fort Davis and Marfa and Alpine, they're all fairly small towns compared to the Austin-San Antonio corridor. You can go to the McDonald Observatory website and learn more about how you can help to darken the night sky around your property.
Yes, absolutely.
And the dangers of it, too. And I've talked to people about this before. You know, it can really throw birds off in their migratory pattern. They'll crash into big buildings because of the light.
Yes, there are definitely impacts for wildlife, for migrating birds. There's also health impacts for humans. It can disrupt people's circadian rhythms when they're sleeping at night. For folks out at the McDonald Observatory, it's certainly important to have dark night skies for their observations. But there's a lot of benefits that come from limiting light pollution where possible.
Yeah, there are things you can do in your home, like you don't have to light up the sky.
That's
to
correct.
Be able to have a nice light on your front walk. Just have it pointing down.
Exactly. Point it down, shield it, opt for warmer colored hues as opposed to LED lights, for example, are not recommended for light pollution. Also have it on a timer so that if the light isn't needed, it turns off. These are all very relatively easy things to implement and they can make a big difference.
We're talking with Emily Howard, who's with the McDonald Observatory, which is part of the University of Texas at Austin. And she's based here in Austin. What are some of the other things beyond the research that is done at the McDonald Observatory? What are some of the big things that you all deal with? Education, I'm sure.
Yes, we have a very robust education and outreach program. Some of the things that are very popular for people to experience when they go to the observatory are star parties, which are a tour of the constellations. And people can also, weather permitting, see deep sky objects through these really powerful telescopes. People don't have to only be out there during the night. There's also, you can tour the grounds during the day. As far as science that's going on, there's also the Hobby Eberle Telescope. There's quite a bit of research going on with it right now on dark energy and dark matter, which is very exciting. And if you're out in the region, there's also just a lot of things to do in general. There's Big Bend Park, national and state, that are nearby. There's Balmoray State Park, which is an amazing natural spring pool. There's Marfa, certainly a popular spot. It always surprises me how much there is to do in such a wide open feeling space.
It's the ultimate field trip destination.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, and lots of fun. Well, again, thank you so much for your time. The annular eclipse for Saturday morning, and then the Big Dog Daddy total eclipse next year. And I saw on your website that in April, you're going to have a party here in Austin at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center.
Yes, they will be one of the spots here in town that will be having a viewing party for that.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you. And I'm going to go find some safe glasses right now.
All right.
Be ready for the eclipse.
And if you are in the downtown area, the University of Texas is hosting a free event on the main mall just south of UT Tower, and they'll be handing out eclipse viewers as a part of that event as well.
Oh, very
cool. So
that
could be a plan B for you.
Excellent. Emily Howard with the McDonald Observatory, part of the University of Texas at Austin. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. This is a pleasure.
And you can find out more at mcdonaldobservatory.org. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor.